Public service announcements, known as PSAs, offer important information about safety and health, but few are broadcast at times when audiences are big. A new survey says the future for PSAs is not bright, NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Years ago, Smokey Bear raised awareness about the dangers of forest fires. Later, an American Indian paddled a canoe down a horribly polluted river and shed a tear. Powerful PSAs. And memorable because they appeared on TV over and over again. Vicki Rideout with the Kaiser Family Foundation says today's PSAs don't get that kind of exposure. Kaiser surveyed a week's worth of programming from 10 broadcast and cable networks.
20% of all TV airtime is spent on paid commercials, and about 5% is spent on promos. About 0.4% is donated to public service advertising.
0.4% adds up to an average of 17 seconds an hour for PSAs, compared to 17 minutes an hour for paid commercials and promos. And those 17 seconds are rarely seen in primetime. Nearly half are aired after midnight. Esta Soler directs the nonprofit Family Violence Prevention Fund.
We've seen a number of examples where if our public service announcements are running at those hours compared to, say, one 30-second spot that is shown on Oprah, the calls that we get are enormous. So we know we can reach so many more people if we have that kind of exposure.
Soler's group spends time and money to produce PSAs like this one.
Son, you're a young man now. I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about, well, about men and women.
We can't communicate very serious messages if all we get is 3 o'clock in the morning. We've got to shift that. And it's an important shift because good quality PSAs make a difference. They save people's lives. They change behavior.
And Kaiser's Vicki Rideout points to an increase in seatbelt use and a decrease in driving drunk. In large part, she says, due to effective PSAs. But today's media environment is a lot different than the old days, says Rideout, when there were only 3 major TV networks. Broadcasters agree competition is fierce. Nonetheless, Dennis Wharton with the National Association of Broadcasters says 17 seconds an hour adds up to a whole lot.
NAB's also done some surveys of public service announcements on our own and found that the broadcast industry donated $5.6 billion of airtime for public service announcements in 1 year alone.
Kaiser officials say the environment for PSAs can be expected to change even faster than it already has, with growth in online use and wireless communication. They say public interest groups will have to adapt and, for TV, maybe even start paying. The Partnership for a Drug-Free America got the federal government to finance ads like this one, showing a variety of teenagers talking about their parents.
Invaded my privacy.
My privacy?
I hated it.
I hated you.
Why couldn't you leave me alone?
Just leave me alone.
I thought you were the worst parents in the world.
I thought you were the worst parents in the world.
Thanks.
On screen, a message urges parents to keep asking who, what, where, when. Raising money to pay broadcasters to air PSAs like this is certainly a possibility, but it will be far more difficult for less dramatic messages, like safe sex, for example, or mentoring a child. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.